Actually, most Kedoshim. They were coming Parsha and Parsha Achri Mois and Kedoshim. The Torah speaks at length. The Torah speaks at length in both Parshas Achri Mois and Kedoshim. The Parsha of Arayos. So he goes at length to talk about the different erevas. That's also Parshas Achri Mois. And then again in Parshas Kedoshim, the Soif Parshas Kedoshim. So he goes at again. Very interesting the fact that the Torah speaks about it at length. The Akdoma to the Parsha of Parshas Arayis and Parshas Achri Mois, the Torah precedes the Parsha Babel B'nei Yisroel Ma'at Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeinu Ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim Sheyeshavtem Bo Lo Yisasu, don't get involved with the acts of the Ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim V'chaseihem Lo Seileichu Es B'shpotai Ta'asu. The Torah precedes the parasha of the Arayos, of the Isser of Arayos, with the union of Ushmartim Eschukoise Vesmishpotai. And it's very, very interesting. The storm of the Poshit Pshat, the Poshit Taich, why did the parasha before the Arayis, we discuss the union of Ushmart B'schukois Ashiyasa V'chaibo Amani Hashem is a vado HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barosi Torah. Hashem created the Torah. The Gemara says a Gedusha Barosi Torah Tavlin. Barosi Yetzahara, Barosi Torah Tavlin. Hashem created Yetzahara, He created Torah Tavlin. That means we have a strong Yetzahara, especially for these Inyonim of Arayas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the antidote. Mrs. Basil Shishon says there's nothing else. The world at large is looking for the antidote, how to be control my temptations. That we see things, we hear things, we look at things, and we are tempted to do wrong things, especially in the area of Arayis. What is the one thing that can control us? This is the Torah Doisha, and that's why we perceive the Parsha. But I want to speak out today another taich, something very, very, you saw this, that we have to realize on both sides. And it's something that's in the core and in the yisoid of the being of Olam that many people have a mistake with, many people are misguided. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us, and we see that we have taivas, we have desires. And Be'etzem, the parasha of Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, Be'emes discusses, these parashas discuss that our job is curtail and to make our become Kadosh, become holy people. To become holy people. Holiness is abstinence. That's what the Torah tells us. The Yeprushim is abstinence, hold back. I think we need to realize something is so distinct. The Parsha of Arayis, the Parsha of Erva, discusses many different types of Erva. Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha, different types of Ervas. The Torah even discusses, and we're not afraid, and we're not, the Torah is not holding back to discuss even the Zohar, the Sishka, Mishka, the Isha, not to Chas V'Shom with the same men, not to be Chas V'Shom, arrived with the same men, or B'chol Behema, or Siten, Jechov, Tuchol, the Dhamma, even Behemis. The Chorah, the Torah talks about such the Chorah abominable things that a person will live with a Behema, Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbi Yisai. We know that the Rachmana Litzlan, the world today at large, is such a Metzias. And the Torah talks about it. But L'maisa, I have a question. My question is, the Chorah, isn't the Torah talking to what's reality? Is that really a reality? I mean, the Torah obviously was sure that was going to come, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it, the pshat, that in the Torah itself we're talking about such an abominable thing that's l'chor neged ha-teva, that a human being should lower himself to live with a behema? L'chor is something crazy. And when, you know, when a person even thinks about such things, that they hear stories of Rachmana Litzlan today, they feel like throwing up. The Torah says, "Vayta, talking, and mamish." You feel like it's mamish, disgusting. It's off the charts. How could a human being lower himself so much? Rachmana Litzlan. And be'etzem, as the Mefarshim say, the Yitzhein of Chas V'Shalom, people with the same type of thing, Zohar, men and men. Rachmana Litzlan, it's off the charts. It's not a natural thing. That's why it's such an abominable act, they get karis for it. But the world at large today, Rabbi Yisai, that you find that the Metzias is Rachmana Litzlan, that there are people who want to make it mutter, even in Rachmana Litzlan, in Eretz HaKdosha, that there is Rachmana Litzlan, people who are mamish, you know, they're democratic, you have to be liberal, Rabbi, take it easy. Mixed, you know, same gender marriages, what's wrong? You know? What's wrong, Rabbi? You know, freedom. And the Torah said such a matzah, they take him, we put him to death. And people don't understand what's wrong. And Chmona Litzlan, Rabbi said, that people have got such absurdity, they've come into a level that they can't even understand. Where does this come from? What's the yisoid of Yisai? That we can sink to such a so low level, that a society can sink to such a slow level, that not only that people don't have to hide, that's not even looked at about that people can come out, be rabbin, that these acts of something that's not only not hidden, but forget praise, that people get up, and they even have a shul, avas achim, gemaisa gevaldik, you know, and we don't know, you know, we don't know who sits behind the mechitza. It's a big, every week they flip a coin. It's not fair. Why should I be the woman today? You be the woman. I want to get up and down over the ground. But Lemaiz, at the end of the day, you know, at least in that shul, there's no problems of socializing. Maybe there is problems. It's the way you look at it. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, you have communities and congregations, and Rachmana Litzlan, the world is promoting it. And forget a guy can come out and tell that he is like this and he's like that. Well, we should say to this guy is Geyavek. But anyway, for those who understand Yiddish. But anyway, L'mais v'soy v'shol dov, it's a pelet ha'gazach. So the Maisa, we have to understand an unbelievable Zaga, because I think this is the Yisoid, why this Parsha of Shmartim is a Chukosev, is Meshpotai Tasu, Ashiyas, is a Vev Chai Boheh, which the Tziv goes by Arichas explains, that the Yisoid of the Parsha that precedes the Parsha from Zarayas, who Shmartim is a Chukosev, is Meshpotai Ashiyas, is a Vev Chai Boheh. The Yitziv explains that this parasha is not only a parasha of mitzvahs, of doing mitzvahs, that we live with the mitzvahs, but as the Yitziv explains, Asher Yaseh Oisom, Asher Yaseh Oisom, Ha'odom, Lashon Asiya, the Yitziv learns his Chidushei Torah, that Ushmatim is mitzvahs, that means learning the mitzvahs, Asher Yaseh Oisom Bohem, is the Chidushei Torah that we produce, V'chai Bohem, we live through them. And I think the Yisoid HaDvorim, my boy says, very, 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 important that someone has a tremendous understanding of what's going on. The Maisa, we live in a world, a restless world today. The Maisa, we see around us progress, things moving, ambition, people seeking fame, fortune, power. It's all over the world. Prestige. People build skyscrapers. You see buildings today. When we went through Manhattan, I had to go through Manhattan to a house. And Mamish, it's unbelievable. New Freedom Tower. Mamish, you feel like an ant. You see the tremendous building. Skyscrapers. You see people such conducting business at such a furious pace, they're going over and over, fast paced, mamish, millions, you know. I was in the office of a certain Gvir, mamish, he called, I went with a certain Talmud, he always asked me how he should invest, a different Zachin, so the Maisa, so I went down with him to speak to this guy, talk about this building, and he's buying it, $2 million, he just bought this million, he flipped the Fountain Blue Hotel for a few million, mamish back and forth. Mamish, millions in ambition, the office is running, you're coming in with this deal and that deal, millions and millions of dollars, and they never stop it. Why is that a man is so restless? What is this mysterious power that's driving a man to go to unbelievable lengths, what they say? Unbelievable lengths for money, for fame, for a stake. Guy, mamish, will drive who knows how long, stay up to the who knows how late at night just to go for a steak. Mamish, to get that fancy steak, 17 pounds. Mamish, you have to use a chainsaw and get into it. And mamish, homes that people build today, the homes that people build today, when we speak about many times, the homes, it's like out of commission on both sides. 27 room houses. There's only one kid and a dog. The dog likes to run around. He has to have a couple of rooms. Homes, mansions, and people are building and investing, and there's no end. A guy has one, he wants more. He has 1,000, he wants 2,000. He's never satisfied. Every year, the whole car business, the Pelotic is up, a guy buys a 2013 Mazda XL7. So right away next year, I'll do it with the leasing, because this is like a trade for the 2014. Mamish with a new type of car that just came out. It has a refrigerator in the glove compartment, just in case you want Coke in your glove department, and it has a microwave on the steering wheel in case you had so you want some French fries on the way back from work. 2 minutes, you open up the steering wheel and you put it in. They're all coming out with a milk and flesh one. So just to get those who want, some nice hamburgers to have on the way back from work. And at the same time, he wants to have a cheese. They have a divider in between. There should be milk and flesh. It's to have the newest car and the newest thing, and every 2004, the guy should buy a car one time, the whole car is building, you have to get the newest version, and the nicer car, and fighter, there's no end to the rots and the desire that a person has. Lamaisa, what is it? What is that push? What is that drive? Where does it come from? And you saw it, if you look at it very, very deeper, but he's like, he's never satisfied though. You have met a man that's satisfied with $20 million, he wants more. He's looking for more. He has $100 million, wants $200 million, wants $300 million. He'll drive himself to the grave. He has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it anymore. But he'll drive himself out of. Why? What is this unquenchable thirst that is munach in man that never ends? So the Mefarshim tell us, the Emes Orcha Sadiqim, the Orcha Sadiqim, Mitzhar Yirish HaMayim, Rabbi Yisrael, says an unbelievable Yisrael. He says that there's an unbelievable proof that the soul of a person comes from above. Why? He sees that no one is satisfied with what he has. No one's satisfied. Rather, he's always seeing the highest level of something else. He wants more. He has 1,000, he wants 2,000. There's no king, no nobleman, no person that is satisfied for the heights that he gets. He always wants greater heights. Zok, the Orchis Sadiqim. What is the pshat? Because this desires of the Orchis Sadiqim, unbelievable, you saw it. Other Swam say it also. Our desires, Rabbi Yisrael, come from our neshama. And our neshama will never be satisfied with divrei ha'olam hazeh. We have an unbelievable holy neshama that's inside l'kai neshama shemasatavi. And that neshama has unbelievable desires for eternity. It has desires which can never be quenched because it's a soul, and the Shom is never. The problem is, what I said, this is an unbelievable revelation. The problem is that we think that desire that we can't quench is a physical thing. And we apply it to physicality, and then we can never be satisfied in our physical ways, but we never get satisfied because it's in the Shom. And the Shom can never be satisfied for sure with Olam Hazeh the Gezachim. What Torah, as we'll see, those are nitzchias. Those are things like nitzchias that talks to the neshama. But dvarim shel olam hazeh, things of this world which are physical, which are limited, which are not nitzchias, can never satisfy the soul. And therefore a man goes on, and he's searching, and he's looking, and he wants more, no matter what he has. And therefore, it's not shaft to fill it up. It's not time. And if he doesn't control it, it could spiral into unbelievable areas of craziness. And I think that's what the Torah is telling us in the parasha of Arias. That the Torah says a person could come on to that level of behemoths, of the same gender marriages. The reason is because that taiva that hasn't been controlled or hasn't been generated into the right derech is spiraling out of control to be satisfied in the area of taivas. And when it gets into that area of taivas, it can never end. He ends up who knows where, by side. First from this to that, next day, it's a horse. Crazy. Off the charts. But the teretz is, he never controlled it. He never stopped it. The tiger just spiraled out of control and it went on. The Torah is telling us, Mitzias, and that's what we see it today. Because all these people that went on and on and on to the wood, to animals, what I said, is because they couldn't control it. They couldn't stop it. There was no. So the Torah is giving the lesson, what I said. It's teaching the lesson. Ushmat Mishukoi say, you want to quench that tiger. You want to direct it in a better way, not quench it, not stop it, but direct it in the way that it really should be going, and the way it was created for. That's why the feeling when a person be'emes is mechadish in Torah. When a person be'emes understands Torah. When Torah touches his neshama, Torah's eternity. When that just in the neshama. The feeling is me'ein olam haba. A person feels the chiddush of Torah, the feeling of Torah, and it's chiddush when he understands it, when he lives it. It's me'ein olam haba, because eternity has met up with eternity. The quenching of the soul, which is eternity, has now met up with its match. Its zivuk is eternity, is Torah. But when we don't quench it with eternity, and we don't satisfy with eternity, we don't live with the Torah, so then we spiral out of control, and the craziest of things can go on. Why? Because we have a urge, a neshamadika urge inside of us that doesn't get let us be satisfied. And therefore the guy's going to go on and go here and go there and get mixed up. And there's all of a sudden he finds himself somewhere. How did I get here? How did I fall so low? How did I land over here? The terrace, I never controlled it and I was never satisfied. And I'm searching. He's searching and searching and trying to satisfy, but he can't find the rebels. We spoke out once in Boisai. These Israeli guys, after they finished the army, so tell us the Zapa Boisai. That's all, they go all over the world, Boisai. To Tibet, they're climbing the Himalayas, they're up who knows where, Boisai, the craziest places, Mamish, seances, in who knows where, Boisai, African jungles. What does this Israeli soldier, Elon, want to be in an African jungle with cannibals? You better watch out where he walks. He might be supper the next night. With cannibals going to strange islands. He ever sees an earthquake in some crazy place somewhere. Oh, there's 180 Israelis. What are the Israeli guys doing over there? What are they doing in somewhere, Calabasas? Where are they? What's he doing there? The nice Israeli boy grew up in Haifa, his hometown Haifa. There he is in Japan. He's in Thailand with him picking rice. What's he doing picking rice in Thailand? This is so much fun wearing that round hat. He looks like a retard. What's he doing out there? Terrence is a boy, son. They had a neshama. They hid it. And he had a murdered neshama. And his neshama is searching. He wants to be quenched. He's looking, try this, try that. Every type of substance in the world, mamish. He's a heroin, he's this addict, that addict, he's drugs, he's liquor, he's this, nothing satisfying. Go to tartar stuff, bitter, better stuff, quicker stuff, speedier, this, that. He's trying this, he's trying that, give me the pills, give me the this, give me the that. And nothing's working, he wants more and more getting into it. Why? Because that soul that desires to connect with its creator, that soul that wants to be a creator, a boire, in a certain way, wants to produce chidushei Torah, wants to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to find its match, wants to come home. He's lost. He can't recognize it. He can't find it. It's a mirror that comes from Rabbi Elopian, the boy said. Rabbi Elopian told us, he told of a story that happened in the times of the World War I, World War II, it was World War I then. There was famine all over the war between Russia and Germany. Then also there was war all over the place, and there were Nebuch famine in these towns and these villages. So they told the story that there was a certain kid. The children Nebuch, they suffered even more because they couldn't find for themselves. It was a kid that living by his parents. He had a from kid, and Lamaisa, he had become famished. He hadn't eaten in months. And he was lying in his bed. Mom was weary. There was no food. He wasn't able to exist. And his father was trying to cheer him up, and he brought in his classmates to come visit him. And when they by the bed, he said, "Dad, like, who are these guys?" And the father was like, "What's going on?" I guess because he hadn't eaten in so many days, his mind was already weakened. He couldn't even recognize his classmates. The next day, a few days later, he was weakening more because he wasn't eating. So Maisa, his brothers came in to visit him and said, "Dad, who are these guys?" I said, "What do you mean? You don't recognize? That's Shmoyimi, that's Yankee, that's Yisachar. Those are your brothers." The kid looked like mom. more days later, he turns to his father sitting by his side the whole time and said, Who are you? He got so famished, his brain wasn't working, the cells weren't being fed, he couldn't even recognize his father. Beliol Lopian, the famous Mashkiach of Farchasim, heard this story. And he said, unbelievable, Gewalt. Gewalt! The Sefer HaKuzri says, why do we daven three times a day, Rabbi Isai? Well, I don't know, on the charts, it's only two times according to... But why are we supposed to daven officially three times a day? Three times a day we daven. Zok the Kuzri Gewaldik. Just like Rabbi Isai Lahavdil. We eat three meals a day. Why? Because we have to nourish. We have to nourish the physical of itself. If you don't feed it, if you don't feed the physical, it starts to get weary, tired. It gets weakened. It doesn't work as well. We have to, if we don't have certain vitamins, we don't have the right vitamins. You see, this type of it, your face color might change. Your eyesight is not good if you don't eat carrots. You don't eat this, you don't eat that. You need iron, you need potassium. You got to eat the right foods in order for the physical body to absorb the kuzari. Three tefillas a day. We plug in, we give the neshama oichal, Rabbi Isai. We feed the neshama. We feed the neshama. By giving sustenance by shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, we feed it for the next few hours. We learn Torah, that's also feeding of us. So to play Elio Lopian, and Zoivi, that kid who didn't feed his physical body, he got to a state of weakness that he wasn't able to recognize his father, his own father. If a person doesn't feed his neshama, if he doesn't take care, if he doesn't nourish it, he come to a madrega where he doesn't recognize his father, Shabbat Shaman, his other Shabbat Shaman. People going off, they're this, they're strange, they're not into it, they're not this, the body is strange. Comes back, a man really in the mood to learn where the after Bainer's manah. Oh boy, was that a Bainer's manah. You know, he mamish, did he look at a Gemara? I don't know, maybe he looked at it, he looked back at him. He saw it on the shelf, his father's house, the shelf, the Gemara, that was the last time. He saw the Gemara, so the last time he went to Diamond, he didn't go to Diamond, he opened the safe, he didn't open the safe, but he comes back up in his mind, and they always say, you know, the spiritual ambulances are waiting by the airport. You know, this guy's mamish, his head is blown to bits, because his mamish was Isaac, and who knows what, and Ben his mamish, he caught up, we said, as he caught up on all the movies that were ever put out in the last 60 years, this Ben Ezmanim. He did a vigil by his Xbox in the basement. You know, they had to call the special Hatzolah to revive him. He was 72 hours straight by the box. His eyeballs popped out. They had to replace them in. And then, you know, and what did he see? What was in there? What impressed on his neshama? His neshama is scarred terribly. And now he comes back to the Nizman. Maybe I ain't got any cheshek. Can you give me some cheshek shots? Of course you have no cheshek. The neshama is shriveled up. It's like, you ever see a flower that hasn't been watered in a couple of days? What is that? That's what the neshama looks like after Bainer's Man. Just get that picture. The flower pot with the thing that hasn't been watered. Dead. The Shama comes back and tries to say, oh, okay, I'll try to come. It's a pellet against Zad, the best Bachelor able to get into it. But at the same time, because we have to realize our whole life, we don't water it, we don't think it. So then our Shama goes, that koyach, that charge, that taiva, is going to go haywire. So, chutz from the fact that our Shama is not growing, we're going to end up who knows where in La La Land, eating cherries under some tree somewhere. And staring stargazing at the sky. Where are we going to end up, Rabbi Isai? Who knows? Some crazy place. Because our tithes are going to take us, Rabbi Isai. So the Torah is giving the ingredients, chutz from the fact that obviously when you learn Torah, we're building up, but we have to realize we have to deal with that. We have an neshama, deal with it. We have to realize that we have an neshama. That's the most important thing. We walk around daily and we don't realize that now we have a neshama, who are we? Be'etzim is our neshama. And that's really the thing that's driving us. He brings from Amor Yedigazah, the Sforni says in Tehillim, that people have these unbelievable, crazy ideas to build these big buildings. Where does that come from? He says they want to build buildings because they want something to last for a long time, even after they're dead. This building's going to be for hundreds of years, it's going to last. What does the guy have such an interest to build some building somewhere, who knows where, with his name on it? He's long gone. The Teretz is, he says, it comes from that taiva, to make something eternal. Because my neshama is eternal, so I want to keep something eternal. But he's missed the boat. He's going to build the biggest Manhattan building in Manhattan and have his name all over it. Bernstein lawyer, very nice, Esquire, on his license plates. But Lamais and Servant Shaldover, he's missed the boat. Because that drive for eternal, to be eternal, is a drive to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a drive to connect with the Torah, which is eternal. And he's misguided it, misdirected it to some craziness. This is the limud, Rabbi. You have to learn, the Torah is teaching us, Rabbi. That we have to realize that we have an neshama Torah. On a shama that's so unique and so special and so unbelievable, so powerful, that we see from the hafur, from that we don't control it, how far that I can go. That's that drive. And if you do control it, boys, there's no stopping a person from reaching unbelievable heights that he never thought he could reach. He could climb up to spiritual heights. But boys, it's a pele de gazach. And a person turns on that button, he presses that button, that he wants to shtag, and he wants to go in the right way. Unbelievable, siyat d'shmaya, and how far he can go. You think about it, by Klal Yisrael, we're in the highest level of Tumah, 49th level of Tumah. And now, they stood 48 days later, 49 days later, they stood by Maimon Har Sinai to mekabel the Torah, as people that were roy. Hashem wouldn't have given they weren't right. How could it be they go so far? The first verse is even a bigger kasha. The chur they should have been, it should have taken 98 days. Because they had to get to the 49th level of Tyra. They were holding on the 48th level of Tumah. So first they had to go 49 levels to get to number one and then go up. So it shouldn't be 40, we should count 98 days. Why are we counting 49 days? We should count 98 days. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. We had to get to the 49th level. The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. First of all, Baal HaTar and the sign of Kodesh Baruch gives so much siyad d'shmaya. But you have to realize also, we're going in a matzav of positive, when you're going in the right path, when you push everything away, when you get rid of the tumor, the koyach of the drive, of siyad d'shmaya that's involved, Hashem gives unbelievable koyachas, koyachas that we never saw before. And the koyachas that a person has in him could jump 2 steps at a time, he could jump 10 steps at a time. By the way, we have to go slow, but if the real the power of neshama can go so far. And the Chofetz Chaim says, in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah, that's the Shabbos pasuk. That these are the things you do, v'chai v'ayam, says the Medrash L'Olam Haba. That we have to realize that we're going to the next world one day. And we have to take with us food. How are we going to be sustained in the next world? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Torah that I learned in this world, all the Torah that I learned in this world, whatever I'm learning in this world, that's going to be the sustenance for the next world. And if I packed it in, so I'm going to have enough baggage for the next world, I won't die out. But if not, Chas v'Shalom, the Shalom in the next world won't be. That's what he says. Child, because of Chayv and loss of love, the oil of Abba. You need to take with us this oil to nourish the soul, Rabbeinu. But we have to realize, Rabbeinu, we have to understand this. These desires, this pushing to go, it's all in the Shema Dikabazai. Don't miss the boat. And so many people have missed the boat, and that's where they end up depressed. They're not happy. They try this and try that and try that because they're off course. Nothing's going to satisfy it. Only something eternal like Torah. You're not going to be satisfied. You can eat the best food and to go to the best places. And this and that, Soifel Shaldova, you're going to be left empty. Everybody says this. Some people have to say, I got to cry myself first. But you look in the world, but those have gone the other path. They tried, let's go for the tithes, let's get as much tithes as possible. Let's live it up. Rabbi, I gotta live it up. Everybody, you go to everybody. Oh, not one exception on the wayside. That's why a lot of people turn around after a while. If they hit, like they said, they hit rock bottom, they turn around. Why do they turn around? Because at Sofer Sholdova, it's empty. There's no gas left. It's empty over there. They walk out depressed. Oh, I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. What is the pressure of Bayside? Where does it come from? What is the pressure of Bayside? Such a machla that we have in our generation that we never saw in who knows how long. Every third person is depressed. Why are they so depressed? Where does depression come from? Where does depression come from? Depression is a machla of the neshama of Bayside. Not a machla of the goof. It's a machla of the neshama depression. And it comes from a person not being satisfied. He's not satisfied because he didn't work on himself. He didn't get anywhere with himself. He's not moving forward. He's not satisfying the neshama of Bayside. And when something's not being satisfied, it hurts. When you lose a muscle for a while, Bayside, you don't pump iron, the muscle's not going to grow. He's not going to get big muscles if you don't work it out, Bayside. You're not going to get neshama thick of muscles, Bayside, if you don't work out the neshama. If you don't establish with the neshama. People want happiness. Rebbe, get out of here. I want to be happy. I want to be satisfied. I want to have a good life. The Torah gives the ingredient, the chai bohem, ushmar, the rabbi. It's the mistake of the generation. And that's why we've been so brainwashed. As Uri Zohar write and wrote in his book, my friends, we've been robbed. Look at me like this, Rabbi. What are you saying? Yeah, we've been robbed. We've been brainwashed. People look around and think that the world that runs today, everything is so pushing this yesoid. Enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry as much as you can. Stuff yourself. Every statistic in the world points that the American people, the American people are the biggest overeaters. That's child, Rabbi. Obese, like anything, Rabbi. Everywhere you go in Flatbush, every second store, used to be every third store, is another eating place. The guy goes in and here and there, he has to go for dessert now. Then he goes in after, he walks a few blocks, walked it off. Now he goes to the bakery, walked it off. Now he goes to the ice cream parlor, Parva ice cream. Don't worry, because I have three steaks. So we're going to have the Parva ice cream. Then he walks a few miles, the candy store is there. Mike's and Ike's, get him down. And then he walks to the next place and he has indigestion, he has ulcers, he has stomach ailments. He can't stop. Why? It's not shy to control himself. He can't control himself. The doctor says, mister, you're going to die from diabetes. Give me that melted milkshake. Give me that ice cream shake. And he's sitting there eating sugar and he's going to die from diabetes. He can't control it. He has cake, 7-layer, 8-layer, they came out with a 15-layer cake on my side. And he has pancakes and omelets and his breakfast. His mamish, you know, he sits there for 3.5 hours eating breakfast. Oh, I didn't get the scrambled eggs yet. And his mamish pounding away, he can't control himself. And he's right, because he's the time is misdirected. But Lisa, if you understand this, you're sorry, Lisa. Have a happy life. You have to realize what's pushing us. What's the taiva? How do we satiate the taiva? It's not only taiva. How do we satiate it? If we fill it up with Torah, if we give it Torah, Bayside, we not only fill it up, we'll not only take care of that taiva, but it'll bring simcha to us. Because any other way, we're never going to be satisfied. We just have depression. If we fill it up with Torah, we do Torah mitzvahs. We enjoy, we get into Torah mitzvahs, so we start to push away these tithes from us. That the hanah and the enjoyment of limud haTorah, Bayside, will send us into outer space, Bayside. Guaranteed. There's no greater gishmak, Bayside, than Torah. Because it's the essence of zivug. It's the matrimony of us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we are able to accomplish that, push away everything and focus on connecting and getting that geshmak and enjoying the Torah with the difficulties, we'll be guaranteed, Rabbi Yisrael, to have a life of simcha, nachas, as the Or Chaim says, v'samachta b'chol ha'toiv, you will have the most enjoyable, pleasurable life, which should be zoicha b'ez Hashem, v'ein v'chai bohen, to live by this, and be zoicha to an enjoyable, happy life, ha'bias v'shias ikeinu, hey, we will.